Report: Chuck Schumer becomes face of JCPA media cartel bill. By Alim Bokhari on July 15, 2022. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has held talks with Microsoft about the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act, JCPA, a bill that would allow media companies to form a cartel, exempting them from antitrust law for the sole purpose of colluding with big tech companies for advantages over their competitors. Excluding any media outlet that does not have a dedicated professional editorial staff. The bill would allow the newly formed national media cartel to pressure big tech companies to give more ad revenue to the likes of BuzzFeed and the New York Times, as well as favor them in search results and news feed algorithms. The bill has been slammed from all points of the political spectrum, as well as by independent antitrust and communications law experts who call it a gift to some of the wealthiest and most powerful media companies in the world. On the conservative side, Media Research Center VP and longtime journalist Dan Gaynor told senators earlier this year that the JCPA is a bailout for the same large media companies that are destroying local and independent media. Republican FCC Commissioner Nathan Symington and President Trump's top tech expert Adam Kandube have also slammed the bill. On the left, the progressive nonprofit Public Knowledge, founded by far-left Biden FCC nominee Gigi Sohn, is also opposed to the bill. In a message to its activists, Public Knowledge echoed the Media Research Center's argument that the JCPA favors the largest media companies, a rare moment of partisan agreement. Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Glenn Greenwald testified against the bill in 2021, warning of collusion between America's largest media companies. In a later hearing, former federal antitrust enforcer and Harvard Law Fellow Dr. Daniel Francis said he cannot think of anything the country needs less, now or ever, than the national media cartel the JCPA would create. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF, the leading liberal nonprofit on internet policy in the U.S., concurred, saying the bill favors media near monopolies. Despite this widespread opposition, from conservatives, from progressives, from liberals, and from independent experts, the power of the media lobby remains strong, and the JCPA refuses to die. Despite the media regularly branding their voters racists, insurrectionists, extremists, conspiracy theorists, and all manner of similar smears, some Republican senators have signed on to the bill, even though it represents a bailout for the likes of The Washington Post and The New York Times. In the Senate, these Republicans are Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, Senator John Kennedy, RLA, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, Senator Susan Collins, Army, Senator Cynthia Loomis, RY, and Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA. In the House, the bill was championed by Representative Ken Buck, RCO, leading to scathing comments from staffers in the Freedom Caucus. However, the House GOP leadership opposed the bill, with GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, denouncing it as the antithesis of conservatism, and Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Representative Jim Jordan, RO, slamming Senate Democrats for reviving the bill. Opposition from Republican senators is also growing. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, has said the bill would allow media companies to pressure tech companies to censor their competitors, an opinion echoed by Senators Tom Cotton, RR, and Marco Rubio, RFL. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.